פרשס סוייקרא, בן איש חי. זה צזס פרס. את אשר חטא מן הקודש, that which he was chota in that he was did meila with hekdesh, with something holy, yishalem et chamishito, yishalem, he has to pay. Ve'et, that which he was benefited from, ve'et chamishito yosef alav. And he has to add to that which he benefited from, the caring, the principle, a fifth he adds to that which he, v'natan oto lekohen, he gives it to the kohen, v'akohen yikaper alav, and the kohen will be mekaper for him, v'ayal asham, by offering an his ayal asham, his asham offering, v'nislach lo, and he will be forgiven. Explain the Ben Ish Chai. On this pasuk, Nira li b'siyata d'shmaya. Seems to me, with the help of heaven, the Amru Rabbeinu Zal, our rabbis told us in Bava Basra, Ayin Hem with base, Atidim hatzadikim sheyomru lifneihem kadosh. The tzadikim in the future will say in front of them, kadosh, holy. Kederesh sheyomru lifnei hakadosh baruch hu. They will say about the tzadikim that they're holy in the same way, kiviyochel, as they say to hakadosh baruch hu that he's holy. Pirashti b'siyata d'shmaya, explain b'siyata d'shmaya with the help of heaven, hakavana, this and understanding this. Shiomru shlosh pamim kadosh, they will say three times kadosh. Leze ama, and this is in what we say, kader shomim b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Hatam, and the reason, shizochim ledava ze latid davka. And the reason that they benefit, that they merit this in the future, dafka, ki zchiyat ha'adam b'shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh. The person benefits in the three times he says on him kadosh kadosh kadosh. Hu mikach shleimuto b'shlosh kedushot hashem. In his shleimus, in three levels of kedusha, shehem kedushas hamachshava, holiness in his thinking, kedushas hadibu, holiness in his speech, kedushas hamaisa, and holiness in his action. Ula'eid ata, and from now, einan imtzet shleimut shlosh kedushot, we don't find completion in these shlosh kedushas, elu, these three kedushas, karui, fittingly, etzel kol ha-tzadikim, by all of the tzadikim, bli shum chisar, without any lacking. We don't find these three levels of holiness with all tzadikim, bli shum chisar, ma she'en ken latid. Whereas in the future, this will be. Yishtalmu karui, they will be complete in, as is fitting. V'lekach, and therefore, in the atid, in the future, zochim b'shevach shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh. Therefore, in the future, they zoche to have this praise of three times kadosh kadosh kadosh, which is connected machshava, thinking, dibu, speech, and maisa, and action. V'inei, and behold, yadua de'en hadam shalem b'shlosh kedushot haniskarot, that a person is not complete in these three levels of holiness, shehem, shel machshava, dibu, maisa, which are thinking, speech, and action, elim ken, only if yiske litboach yitzro, only if he has, is the merit to shecht his yitzahara, al derech mash amad David HaMelech, in the same way that David HaMelech said, alav ha-shalom, v'libi chalal b'kirbi, my heart is empty inside me. Dekoi al yetzara, it's referring to the yetzara, shenikra lev, which is called heart. Val baal tshuva be'emet amru, and on baal tshuva they said, rabotenu, our rabbis, in Sanhedrin mem gimon amud beis, zovech yitzro u'mitvade alav, he shechts, he conquers, he shechts his yitzara, and then he does vidui on it. V'lechein, and therefore, baal tshuva nikra tabach, he's called a shechter, he's called a butcher. She'ose tevach liyitzara, because he does butchery to his yitzara, he shechts it. Umi shezacha liyot tabach, someone who's zoche to be a tabach, right, this butcher, who butchers his yitzara. She'ose tevach liyitzara, that he butchers his yitzara. Az zoche l'shleimu shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Then he zoche to these three levels, kadosh kadosh kadosh. Shehem, achat b'machshava, one in thought, achat b'dibu, one in speech, v'achat b'maisin, one in action. L'chein timsa shlosh pamim kadosh kadosh kadosh. Remuzim, therefore we'll find this three levels of kadosh kadosh kadosh. Remuzim hinted b'milui otiyot tabach, are hinted in the filling of these word letters, tabach, shehem, tet, tet, yud, taf, beis, beit, yud, taf, chet, chet, yud, taf. The shloshtam, miluam, misva kadosh. Yud, taf is 410, kadosh is kuf and shin is 400, dalet, vav is 10. So we see the yud, tet is connected kadosh. That's in the milui of these three words, tet, beit, chet, which is yud, tet. Vezesh ama, so it's nirmas that a tabach, someone who's tovech is yitzahara, which is his baal tshuva, will be have these three levels of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Vezesh ama, right? And that which we say, bet asher chata min hakodesh yishalem, that which you sinned from the kodesh, right? By we're talking about someone who did meila, who benefited from the kodesh, from holy offering or whatever. That he has to pay mi'ila, korban mi'ila, he has to pay money and korban mi'ila. The od aleph, remez the machshava. The letter aleph, right, et asher, represents machshava. Shemuchunit, b'shem aleph. It's called name aleph, shehi mechusa v'ne'elama. Aleph is something which is covered and hidden, right? Like aleph base. Kamo shamro hamakubalim. It's remez. The Gemara says to alufo shel olam. To Kodesh Baruch himself. It represents midas haketzer. Ve'ot vav, right? And the ot vav in ve'et, right? Remez lekol. Shuhu adibul. That's tiferes. That's das. Das is chibul, right? Ve'ot vav. Husod kol. That's the found, that's what means kol, voice, kenoda. Ve'ot tav, right? So we have aleph, and we have vav and tav. That's the ve'et. Ve'et ashechata min hakodesh, right? Ve'ot tav, remez lemaises, a hint to action. Why? She gluya, it's completely revealed, right? It's the last letter of the alphabet. Ve'ein lecha ot galui k'mo tav. You don't have a letter that's revealed like the letter tav. Mipnei shehi sofa the kol dargim. It's the end of all the levels. That's why it's the end of the aleph base. Ve'ein od acheret achareha. And there's no letter after it, lechasota, to cover it. That means it has the full expression. Arbamot is full expression. Vezesh ama, and that's what it says. Ve'et, it says ve'et, right? Like the pasuk says, ve'et asher chata min hakodesh. So ve'et is the remez, is hinting to machshava, dibur, and maisa, right? Hanirmazim ba'otiyot ve'et, and which hinted in the letters ve'et, vav alav taf, asher chata min hakodesh, and that which you did a sin in those holies, perush, chiseh otam min hakdusha shelahem, it was lacking, because you did an avera, you were lacking in the kedusha of them, miloshen vani ubni shlomo chaserim, ani and my son shlomo chaserim, right? Yishalem, that lacking, right? That lacking in the Kodesh, Yishalem. Otam, b'kedushatam, aledei d'chamishito, hi hatshuva, right? It's saying like this. Ve'et, which is the three Kedushas, ashechatao, which you are lacking, right? Min ha-Kodesh, from the three levels of Kedusha. Yishalem, right? You will complete them. How will you complete them? V'chamishito, yosif alav. He will add to him Chamishito, the fifth level, which is the level of tshuva, right? Yosef, he will add to it. Haramuza ba'od hei, which is hinted in the first hei of God's name, yud kei vav kei. The first hei is remez to tshuva, right? Shemispara chamisha, its name is five, right? Because the gematria of hei is five. Yosef alav, he will add to his lacking, but tosefet meruba in. You know, with a lot of adding, that's the Yosef Alav. Or V'chamishito, or you can read it V'chamishito, Hem Shnei Otiyot Hei. It's two letters Hei. Rishona V'achrona, the first Hei, which represents Hei Ilah, which represents Bina, and the second Hei, which represents Malchus, right? I tshuva and full expression that tshuva in the world, with the Malchus. B'shem Havai, Shem Havai, the shame of God's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Tshuva Ilah, which is the Hei Rishona, which is Bina, V'tshuva Tata, an expression which is the Hei Achrona, which is Malchus. Yosef Alav, he will add to his lacking Kedusha, Chalek Teva Alav, now split the Teva Alav, L'shtaim to two, V'kri, and read it, Ba, al yudvav, right? On yudvav, he will add to the yudvav. Vehem ot yod yudvav shebshem avaya. Those are the letters yud and vav in the shem avaya. So he will add two hays to the yudvav of shem avaya. Shemishtalem betshuva, that he will complete those two letters with his tshuva. Kemosh katva mikubalim, tshuva tshuv hay. He will return the hay to the shem havaya, and then it'll be a full shame. Nimsa shleimus ish Yisrael. He'll be a complete yid. Hu b'shleimuto, in his completeness, because he'll have complete. He'll be an expression of shem havaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu, in the yud. Vav and with the two hays, he was mostly through his tshuva, and he'll be representing the kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. These three levels of kedusha. V'shloshim mini kedushas haniskarot, with the three levels of kedusha that I mentioned, which is in thought, speech, and action. V'lekach kama dvarim yikarim nitnu liYisrael b'shilush. Many things are given to Klal Yisrael in three like portions, because it represents these three levels of kedusha. Da'atara shichiyutam, atara is our life, giving us life. Mishuleshet has three levels, three like dargos, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, which represents these three levels of Kedusha. V'nitna b'yereach kiltai, and it's given in the third month, Pesach, which is Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. That's the third month in terms of the year, of the months. Aliyat tlitai, through a third. Through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third to come from his mother's womb, because there was Aaron and there was Miriam. V'ken ha-mitzvot, hem mishulashim. They are also threefold. She-mitzvahs, chukim u-mishpatim. There are mitzvahs, there are choks, we don't have time of mishpatim, which are dinim ominous, right? V'ken tfilat, and our tfilas, mishulashim, also we have in three. Shachris, minchah, and arvis. And all of these three represent these expressions, these three levels of kedusha. V'ken mokam atfila, the place of atfila, shi beta knesset, who gam ken mishulash b'shlosh kedushas, has three levels of kedusha. Shasham kedusha sefer Torah, there's kedusha the sefer Torah. Shi keneged kedushas hamachshava, that's against the kedusha of our thinking, shabada. Ki ha-Torah hi chochma, Torah is chochma itself, that's machshava, our thinking. Shehem shasham sod hamachshava, that's the foundation of thinking. V'lechen nikras teres chesed, it's called Torah of Chesed, of giving kindness. Kumosh katu, Torah of Chesed ad l'shona, it's Torah of Chesed on his mouth. V'lekach nitna al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Alav Hashalom, shu yesod de chochma, he is the foundation of chochma. V'od sham kedusha Aaron HaKodesh, there's a kedusha of the Aaron where the Torah is placed. Shi pchuta mikdusha sefer Torah, that's less than the kedusha, right? That's tashmish kedusha, right? V'kineged kedushas hadibu, that's against the kedusha of speech. Ki kol dibu hu sod kelim, that's the foundation of kelim, because it's expressed in words, in milim, right? It's cut. Milim means to cut. It's expressed in milim. That's it. The machshava takes form. So that's the kelim. V'od sham kedushat beit hakneset atma, then there's kedusha of the beit hakneset itself. She pchuta mikdushas Aaron HaKodesh, even less than the Aaron HaKodesh. V'zui kineged kedushas hamaisa, that's against the kedusha of the action. We have to behave in the Beit HaKnesset with prep, with special honor and fear. Ki hamechabed et Beit HaKnesset, someone who honors the Beit HaKnesset, she mishuleshet b'shlosh kedushas, it has these three levels of kedusha. She nishpeyeh nishpa kedusha mishuleshet. It will be then he will be, if a person behaves properly in the Beit HaKnesset, with has these three kedushas, he will be influenced with kedusha mishuleshet, with these three levels of kedusha: l'nefesh, to his basic soul, his ruach, his spirit, u'neshama, his higher level soul, shelo of his. Ye kadosh, and it will be kadosh b'shlosh kedushot, and we holy with these three levels of kedusha.